mind. Bills piled up, sky high. Send that boy off tonight.
Make me want to holler the way they do, my brothers and sisters in these streets that are under this captivity at the end of this Gentile rule. Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is Elder V. Yasharala, V. the Preacher, and I am back on a Thursday night. The 6 day is in full effect, and it's right before we go into the Shabbat, but I just want to say shalom, greetings, pray that all is well with you. You got your sanity, your peace, and your contentment, that you know exactly what time it is. This is a show that's unscripted. It's a talk show, call-in show, information show, knowledge show. You know, awakening seems to be the new gangster, and it's too popular. When we first started doing this, still had a lot of people that were asleep, but now we have a lot of people that are intoxicated and being drunken with anything, with their itching ears. That sounds like it's news, or it's new, or it's refreshing, or it's exciting. But this is not for just the unlearned, but this is for the hungry, those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, and that understand that not all truth is the truth, because everybody has their own truth, which is not necessarily the truth. Straight no chaser. We don't have time to patronize you, to lie to you, to bring you thoughts that will have you vacillating, contemplating, bring you deeper into confusion. That's madness. Unfortunately, the thing about truth is that when it's spoken, people will hate you for telling the truth, who want to destroy you, kill you, and lie to you for telling the truth, because this whole world is a facade. And when you heard the saying that all of life is a stage, it was an understatement. You are living in the matrix, and that is ever so real. Everything that's being put in front of your face as being sci-fi, fiction, mythology, it's actually the truth. If you were to really realize that, you wouldn't be able to handle it. We use these strange terms like paranormal, conspiracy theories, subsequent theories, as I stated, mythology, legends, and not understanding that all of these are designed to throw you off. In the same way religion was created to keep man from coming into the knowledge of the truth and keep him locked into a self-righteous system of lies where he's perpetually trying to gain a status quo within a sect in order to be accepted by God that they've created. They've told him that he must fulfill certain works or she must fulfill certain works in order to obtain salvation. Anything to keep you from coming into the knowledge of who we are as a people, the truth. Believe it or not, black man, Latino man, meek, who shall inherit the earth, this is really all about you. It's hard to believe. All the lies of history, all the lies of America, all the lies of Africa, Scipio Africanus, who conquered Hannibal and named the land after himself, as the Book of Psalms told us that men would seek to do. All of these lies about the landmass and who the minority are, who are really the majority, because they are the scattered diaspora into the four corners of the earth, the lost house of Israel that still exists. This show, we don't get too preachy because we know you would run away and label us, because that's what society has taught you to do. Listen, quick, label it, stamp it, be done with it. So therefore, we come at you where you can best understand, on a level that you understand, because you're living in a society that's quick to throw at you nothing but entertainment, gossip, lies, glitz, glamour, fame, fortune, lust of the eye, flesh, and desire. Because that's all this world has to offer you. But to my brothers and sisters who are on a quest to grow and separate yourself from the masses and evolve truly in a spiritual fashion and connect with the Most High, we come to you with straight no chaser. Thank you for having tuned in and stuck with us over the years. We've had over 50,000 listens to every show. The Shabbat show that we have on the Sabbath that we keep, with the laws, statutes, and commandments. Straight No Chaser, our health shows. And now we're getting ready to go into a particular topic called the Heart of the Hebrew Women. That would be strictly for our sisters to talk about their topics, which is supporting their man and letting their man be the head and be the head of the household and lead, and how to find your place in captivity in this society that's teaching you everything but that. It's trying to tell you to be Oprah Winfrey and to be Jezebel, to be pastors and to be leaders of your home and talk down to your man and to take over your house and to put him out. Now, we're going to destroy that on Tuesdays starting next week at 7 in the morning and start building up our sisters as the queens that they were created to be. Not tear you down. Tear down what this world has put upon you and made you believe that you have to be to gain your freedom or to get some, or to just be heard in society. It's untrue. Fall in place, fall back, fall in your place, and be promoted by the Most High in the arena that He established you in. Our brothers are having a hard enough time trying to exist in this world, let alone find a place when they are hated, used, pimped, prostituted, segregated, beaten down, emasculated, Embarrassed. So that's what these shows are designed to do, to get back to help reestablish the future. So if anybody wants to call in tonight, this is a open talk show, and we just got a few topics we want to talk about tonight since we're just getting back into it. And like I said, it's great to be back. We just want to let you know that we're back. And, you know, as the song said, it makes me want to holler the way they do my life. It's the inner city blues. It's a struggle every day. And we provide that forum for you to be able to get that off your chest and talk about the struggle. So, as I said, unabashed. We got to come correct, though. We're not going to shroud it in religion, shroud it in lies. We're not going to play games with you. We want to give you the truth and segue into what the Most High expects of us as people, his people. We don't push religion or denominations. That's not in the scriptures. And we're not trying to get you to become something you're not already. You were born into this. Now you have to realize what your purpose is in the earth so that you can get back to where you came from by understanding all the lies that are being perpetrated all around you. We want to see you protect yourself, protect your family, protect your body, protect your health, protect your spirit, and protect your finances, and stay away from the fray and come out of the clouds and the fog and rise above. We want you to put on the real 2020 vision of the Spirit. We want you to turn up your hearing of the Spirit, open up your heart to the reality of sincerity and compassion of loving yourself and your brother. But it takes death, and that death is the death of what you have associated yourself with in this world, which we are not a part of. Come out from amongst her, because we are definitely in the end of the Gentile rule. So we're going to talk about tonight a few things, look at some current events, some things in the news, talk about some of those things, and keep it moving from there. Something that's been in the news a lot that we had a chance to talk about on the Shabbat this past Saturday, I see a lot of people are jumping on board on this topic, and we actually got into it this Sabbath, and we called the name of the message Still a Slave, because a lot of you don't even realize that you are still enslaved by your masters in a different capacity. The corporation you work for, the company you work for, they dictate how you conduct yourselves, and you so-called athletes. It's funny, today was the NFL draft, where they get their best bucks and get ready to put them up under a contract that controls everything they do and how they carry themselves, and gives an agent control over their money, over them, and tells them how much they can make if they do what they're told. Put on another team's colors and perform the way they want them to perform. And it's a trip. You can call me a hater because you see mama's all happy that my son made it. And they don't halfway get the money that they think they're going to get. Most of them end up retired broke. Most of them lose money, bad investments, they're pimped, they're used, and by the time they come up out the league, they are so destroyed physically in their body that their lifespan is even shortened. You tell me how that differs from slavery, when you had to work hard in the fields and died early, and you were used, and millions of dollars are made off of your back, and these plantations have become nothing but corporations now. I can name one, like Levi Strauss was a plantation that became a corporation, and you still work for a plantation. You are still a slave. What Donald Sterling did and said revealed it all, but you are a fool if you do not believe that every owner in the NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball is not the same way. They were pissed off at him for having a girlfriend who was running her mouth and hanging out with black people, told him to do something about it. He didn't do it quick enough, so now they're coming down on him. The key thing you need to remember is he said there are black Jews and there are white Jews. So that means they know more than you think they know. We mentioned that. The other thing is nobody tripped on the fact that he said he did not want to pay $7 million to J.J. Redick. He said, how do I look giving a white man $7 million? Why? He said, because J.J. Redick is not
the draw. He knows that he makes money off of these young black kids' backs, these bucks, these stallions, these children of former slaves that astound the crowds with their dunks and their athleticism. They sprinkle the other nations into the drafts to keep you thrown off from seeing it for what it really is, so that you won't say that this is still the plantation and slavery and you're controlling of certain gifted, athletically gifted men. He even said it. What do I look like paying a white man $7 million? Because he knew that white man can't draw, wouldn't draw anyone.
Interesting.
Interesting, isn't it? Basically, as I said a million times, the billionaires, the elite, you can call them Illuminati, Bilderberg, bloodlines, blue bloods, whatever you want to call them. They know more of who you are than you recognize who you are. And you are being made a show of, embarrassed, being called different types of names, and you're being used to entertain the other nations because they are amazed by you, your actions, the way you conduct yourself and carry yourself. And don't think you're any different, bougie brother and sister, that think you didn't rose above. They laugh more so at you because they feel they have you more under control, because you do anything not to associate yourself with what they have deemed to put down in media and society. So they know you will do anything to please them and to disassociate yourself. You look even more foolish to them than the ones who will always be down for their race and their nation. You know, we got some punk Negroes now in the NFL, NBA, because the NBA had a great opportunity to do like the brothers in the 60s, and that was walk off the court and refuse to play. But their lust for money and fame and their being pimped and controlled outweighs their integrity, their character, and their courage and the ability to be able to stand against this man who has a contract on their life, will tell them when it's over, when it's done. And that's fearful. What has become of our generation? You're weakened, you're sissified, you don't know who you are, and you're under control.
In these days, it's mine.
Straight No Chaser. This is Vita Preach. I got something I want to throw out at you. There's a lot of conversation and talk about the fact that concentration camps are being created all around the world to enslave people when martial law comes and that certain people will be taken there. But I don't know if anybody has taken into consideration the fact, and you can tell me what you think about this. Why create a concentration camp that would be so obvious that you come and recruit people, take them out of their homes, snatch them, and put them in those concentration camps when you can easily sell off highways, cities, towns, borders, and travel, seeing that you have cameras at every intersection, every stoplight, every building, and now that we have smartphones, ID tags, people being chipped, smart cars, iPads. Your every move can be tracked. Everywhere you go can be recorded by camera. We don't have there's not one camera that can't record where you go on a daily basis. The moment you leave your home, it's on. And what people fail to realize is even while you're in your home, you're being recorded, you're being listened to by your smartphones, your cable TV box, and your smart TVs that not only project images into your home, but also record images from your home. And what is my point? I think we fail to realize, because of the media and people having you looking for something that's coming, that we are already enslaved. We have already been enslaved. And nobody seems to realize it. Because when you get out of line, we've also created little planes called drones. And when we're ready to take you out, we will send a drone to your house, drop a bomb, and you're done with because you're disobedient and you're not complying. You're not complicit with the laws and what we state. And then if we can't get to you with a drone, we have all your medical records. And when you so just happen to make another medical dental appointment and you go to get a prescription, you may receive the wrong prescription or to get the wrong shot, to get the wrong injection or the wrong vaccination that will take you out, or you will receive a disease. Because every vaccination is inf-
fused with the actual disease, not to mention thimerosal, mercury, aborted fetus cells, and other bacteriums and poisons that can destroy you. Do you really think that you are free right now? You are living in a concentration camp. If they wanted to stop your flight, your train, they could. The only thing keeping you is if you have the Most High in your life, which is your protection because you're keeping these commandments and these statutes and laws. So, brothers and sisters, have you stopped to think about the illusion and the projection of internment camps and this talk about martial law? And no, you're going to be chipped. But since you're not chipped yet, your smartphone has all your information and your computers and everything else. But what kills me are the ones that say, I refuse to give in to the smartphones. They don't even realize that their clothing and their cars and their credit cards and their televisions have all this technology. They're being watched, they're being followed, they're being chipped, they're being recorded. And you have to report into a job that has all your information. And your job will wait until they have you by the kahungas and will force you to sign documents and forms and give in to certain standards and laws and bylaws of conduct. That jobs are trying to get people to apply for biometric programs and to sign up for biometrics and pay them money if they will sign up for biometric programs. Let us put cameras in your house for your safety, but at the same time, we can tap into them to watch you. Get this new cable box. Get this new TV. Now we have you under control. We know what you're saying on your little blog talk and your Facebook. So now we need to monitor you and put you on a terrorist list because you people are terrorists now. I don't have to put you in a concentration camp. I control your car. I control your phone. I can blow up your phone. I can come into your house. I have you under control. What do I need a concentration camp to control you for? I've got you under control. Deuteronomy 28 even said you will not be able to do nothing but go to your captors for everything, food and clothing. Just like Mr. Sterling told the Players of San Diego, I buy them food, clothes, and houses and take care of them. They think they're doing it with their wowing and their slam dunks and jump shots. But he said, I'm the one that pays you and gives you your money, and I'll tear you down when I'm ready. That's exactly what they were saying. You're still a slave, and you need to recognize. You don't need no internment camps and martial law. If you signed up for Obamacare, they got you. These politicians are not your friends, and they're lying to you. It's all a fallacy. What do you think?
Yeah.
need to do is chase these politicians up out the way because they're lying to you. These politicians have to actually, they're vetted by the Illuminati and the elite and the hidden shadow government and your Jesuit priests before they're put in these positions of power. They are sacrificing human beings and children and drinking blood and worshiping fallen angels and false gods to get into their positions of power. They have made sure that these people will compromise you and sell you out, but will tell speeches on national television that will persuade you to continue to vote for them. Incredible. Chase them. Run them politicians. When I see them, I get cold because they don't represent our best interests. It's good to be back. This is Straight No Chaser. Be the preacher, and it's been a while, and we want to build up this show again. This is a talk show. Guest calling number is 213-769-0910, and we have not been consistent. You know, we've had audio troubles in the past, some setbacks, but we are back on a regular basis, and we will be back with you to share with you health topics, herbs that can help you to combat illnesses and sicknesses and chemtrails and poisons in the air. We'll be back with you to give you the truth behind current events and prophetic events as they're taking place all around you in this earth, so we can kind of filter through the lies and the media lies, because we know the Zionist media controls 98%, the Zionist Jews control 98% of the media, and that everything is pretty much trending because they try and take the mass and the populace into a certain direction to keep you deterred. And we want to help you to navigate through the fog and steer your way into truth and understanding so that you don't just become another, are just part of the sheeple, but will separate yourself from the masses that are leading themselves and hurting themselves into destruction. We also will help you to understand what's happening in entertainment, which is not the same anymore. NBA, NFL, Oscars, Grammys, music, movies. It's all being used to lead people into darkness and introduce the new religion of the world, which is Satanism, because what's getting ready to come on the masses is what you've always known as sci-fi, aliens, mysticism, Greek mythology is about to become a reality. And most of you are not going to know what to do or be equipped for the things that are going to befall you, your ears and your eyes. Here we want to equip you and prepare you to deal with the things that you are going to encounter, and so that you're not deceived and you're not drinking the Kool-Aid. Truth is a narrow road. Lies is a part of a very broad road. And everybody's on this broad, wide road saying we're down, to the point where we've got people reporting on other people who are becoming defenders of the faith and defenders of truth. You are the enemy, the terrorist. You're the one that's hated because you want to take away a good time. This world has taught people to not have any discipline anymore. If you don't have any discipline, then you're not a true disciple. Nevertheless, and we'll continue to talk about things that are happening in the news. We're losing a lot of people who are exposing things. People are being killed mysteriously for telling the truth and bringing out things. Bankers are being destroyed because they know too much. And they don't want them leaking out what's getting ready to happen to the economy, the global economy, and the collapse of the dollar. We're putting our lives in jeopardy every time we tell you that this is a matter of national safety, when we tell the black man and the black woman who they really are on this earth, that they've been lied to, and that you are the children of the former slaves and the transatlantic slave trade, where over 100 million something people were killed. You want to talk about the Holocaust, 70 million Indians killed. South America, Bariqua Indians, Taino Bariqua. So many deaths. The blood is crying out for vengeance. And there will be vengeance. And whose side will you be on? You got movies that are coming out telling you lies about the scriptures and the Bible, people blaspheming the word. I thought the funniest thing today with the NFL draft, and we're talking about, you know, false entertainment, NBA and slaves, and I heard one guy say that there's a particular team that's so bad they need Jesus Christ. And he blasphemed like that. And I'm so glad I know that Jesus Christ is not the name of my Savior, my brother, because the letter J didn't come around until about 1535 in the 16th century. But many of you know the Savior as Jesus Christ, and that's just how quick they would blaspheme him and equate him to sports. Maybe he knows something we don't know. But nevertheless, Straight No Chaser, we will cover those current events and those topics and prophecies. And there's so many things you can do besides going to that man in the white coat with the pen and the prescription pad, who's a sorcerer, to combat sickness. Sickness is demon possession, and it can destroy you, people. And we want to see you alive and strong and healthy, and to make it and endure until the end. That's what we want to see you do. Also, this lunacy that you're falling for on TV with these reality shows that you are mimicking, there's a particular show on right now that is teaching young people that if you have just a little bit of fame, the next step in your level of fame is to become a slut, a whore, a prostitute, or a pimp, and to parade yourself on film and sell the tape. In other words, sell your soul, get into sex magic and sex slavery. And we already have enough human trafficking. Lust is degradation of the soul and destruction of the soul. These shows are being out here to get you. They know you will emulate what you see on that screen, television. So they get the worst, low life, easily compromised people in the world to be on these shows that will sell their soul at the drop of a dime and parade themselves and their flesh to get our kids to pattern their lives and themselves after them and want to do what they do. You mean to tell me that the only way to make it in society now is to be a stripper, to be a hoe, to be a whore, to make a sex tape? Or to degrade yourself, and you call that life because you're on top and you'll do anything for the almighty dollar? So that's what you worship. That's who you worship. Call me a hater. I am a hater. I'm a hater of this world and these lies. I am a straight hater. That's what I am. Because I'll tell you what you can't put a price on. Peace of mind. Being able to sleep, not have to watch your back, not worry about what you did, or be upset and try to drink it out. What does it take for you to be content? If you can't find contentment, it's because you can't find yourself. And that's what truth, that's what the Most High will bring you into. And this world teaches you how to be idolatrous and covetous and lust. And the Ten Commandments speaks against all of that. And we are here to refute everything that they put out in this world and tell you you need. Brothers and sisters, you need to come back to these commandments that were never done away with. And understand that the ways of this world will lead to destruction. Why destroy and demoralize yourself for a brief moment of fame that you'll never be able to rebound from? A sex tape that will live forever? And you think you're going to stand before God in judgment and try to justify that and say it was for the money? When he's going to tell you, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills and it could have been all yours to claim in my holy name? I know where I stand right now, and when you stand with the Most High, you are never without, because he'll give you what you need. Not what you want, but what you need. Fact of the matter is that you got to get yourself in a place where you understand that the lust of this world and the lust of your flesh and the lust of your eye will destroy you and take you out quick. What you here for? So I tell you these things, you know, out of love. And the fact of the matter is that we've got to learn how to stand, because Babylon is falling. Destruction is coming. You got earthquakes throughout the land everywhere. everywhere. This is taking place. 8-point earthquakes all over the place. And scripture said there will be earthquakes in diverse places. You got people trying to shoot drones out of the sky because these drones are armed with weapons and they are prepared to take you out. The people that are being depicted as terrorists in the world today. How are you going to depict a woman with a child in a car trying to get away from a barricade and felt threatened as a terrorist and shoot and kill her in front of her child and take her child away? You got to be kidding me. You were born with an incredible gift called the Ruach that lives inside of you because you were breathed into. And when you tap into it and not tap into the things of this world and the flesh, it will lead you, guide you, give you peace, contentment, and make sure you have a peaceable journey. You were sent here with a mission and for a purpose. This is what you need to understand. Why in the world do you think the entire world is legalizing pot, weed, to get everybody high and keep you high? Well, not only is it real weed, but it's introducing you to the gateways of satanic worship, addiction, opening up your spirit to falsehoods, keeping you deceived, and not giving you the ability to rationalize and deal with the truth. And sooner or later, you will lose your job and be enslaved by your government because you can't keep a job being up under drugs and narcotics, which is sorcery and pharmakia, which is witchcraft. So when do we wake up and come into the truth? That we are one, we are whole, we're complete, we're content, and that this earth was created for us, and the Most High is going to come back and reckon and bring us back to where we need to be. These are all the things I want to talk about for tonight. Next week, we'll get into some more topics that'll be specified in the notes of what we're going to talk about. We'll put them out there the week before so you will have heads up so that if you have a desire to want to speak on these things or bring forth some information and knowledge to share, and we'll try to answer any of your questions based upon historical evidence, biblical evidence. We're not religious or denominational pushers. We are people who understand that what you call the Bible, the Sefarim, which is tree bark, is nothing but a compilation of scrolls that depicted the journey and the sojourn of a people and has been translated to read other nations into it. But no, this is about a people that are akin to the Most High, one and only true God that runs this world and tells us how it's going to end. And tells us everything before it happens. If you want to understand that, you got to come into truth. And we will slap the hell out of you with the truth. If you want to grow, you will deal with it. No matter how much it hurts, trims, or prunes you. Come into this knowledge. You understand me? Nevertheless, I'll put it to you like this, as I always say. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey, not a destination. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Mad love, we're one. Let's rise above. Thank you.
Because we wear our hair long. Mother, mother. Ooh.